So we're doing the Avat Chesed, and we've been learning about what happens if a person does not do kindness. The Chafetz Chaim had quoted that the Pasuk says a person who withholds from doing kindness is called a Ben Belial, someone without the yoke of heaven, and he had stressed, what would we do if someone else called us that? What would we say? How would we react? And here the Torah says that someone who can do kindness with his fellow men but holds it back is called the Ben Belial. A person also has to take note and take care lest this person who's been shamed, technically, we withheld help, assistance from this person, lest he call out to God over us. As the verse says, V'kara alecha el Hashem. If he calls out to Hashem, V'haya v'chachet, the Pasuk says God considers that its own sin. To the extent that a person's whole financial situation can change just because he did not help someone when he could have helped him, and that person let out a yell towards heaven. As our sages taught in the Talmud in Tzmura, when a pauper comes to the person who has funds and says, help me out, either give me charity or give me a loan, let me find a way of supporting myself, if he supports him, mutav, good, says the Talmud. Ve'imlav, and if not, about this the verse says in Mishlei, in Proverbs, Ashir v'arash nifgashu, the wealthy and the destitute meet. Oseh kulam Hashem, God made it all. God made them meet. God made this one wealthy, made this one poor. Misha so ashir lazeh. And what the Pasuk is indicating, God says, the one who made this one wealthy, Oseh oto ani, makes him poor. Ani lazeh, the one who made him poor, Oseh oto ashir, makes him wealthy. Hashem says, I gave you responsibility when I gave you wealth. And if you're misusing it, so the hand that giveth can also take it. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezat Hashem, next time.